opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Come on, kick it up. James, get off the table.
Get off the table.
He always does a Billy dance.
Wait, I'm getting ready to do my death drop. He's a professional. He knows. He's silencing his phone already.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Hey,
all eyes on Brad.
North State, KCNR 96.5 FM,
yeah.
1460 AM, and you're listening to Shasta Live.
Shasta Live.
Brought to you by the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce and Reading Shasta. Buzz.
Yes.
And Nigel is not here tonight. He is on assignment down in SoCal. So it's just yourself, Mr. Jason, the champ, Stinger Stovall. And then our fierce sidekick, Princess of the North, Ice Princess.
Not really.
Cool, I like that. That's good.
I am not ice.
So let's just get into it right now.
Yeah, let's get
last night. Was it not last night? Was it
Saturday?
Saturday, yes.
Yeah, Saturday.
You finally, my God, it seemed like it took an eternity.
Eternity.
You training in the boxing ring to go at it for a fundraiser,
mm-hmm.
and you were boxing against. I don't remember his name.
Max Tedford
of KRCR News,
yeah,
Channel
yeah.
7 weather dude.
Yeah, that was, yeah. Matt, he looked a lot like my son. It was kind of hard to hit him. It was
kind of hard.
I had to get that out of my mind.
Well, that must mean you have a good relationship with your son.
Because
I could just squarely look at one of my kids and wallop him. No.
I sent a picture.
My boys are precious. I would never do that.
Yeah, I sent a picture of Max and then to my son Justin that looks just like him, right? Mm-hmm. It's just like, wow, they're like twins.
Wow.
it's crazy how much they look alike. Red hair and all that, right?
Uh-huh.
So anyways, yeah, it was a crazy fight. It was fun.
So it is over and you have emerged victorious.
Yep. Yeah, got the.
So give me the truth. You going into it? Did you have some doubts? Did you have nerves? Were you? I mean, you always kept it together really well. I never really saw you crack in any way. Even the day of, you were very focused and you didn't show any real concern. You were not arrogant in any way, shape, or form. But I mean, you. So
humility.
So I didn't know if you just thought I've got this in the bag.
No, not really. I mean. You don't know what to expect, right? But I mean, we did go a couple times in the ring, you know, mm-hmm. practicing, and it was one of those things where you could fill each other out, like okay, mm-hmm. tap tap, and then I thought we were going to do that when we first came out, you
mm-hmm.
know,
of tap the gloves.
Yeah, just tap gloves mm-hmm. and fill out each other, you know, what mm-hmm. was going on. He came out a little pretty strong. I said, I guess we're not going to go with the first round soft. So. Ring a ding ding. It's time to.
So it was three rounds supposed to be?
Yeah, it was three rounds.
And
right.
He got to what? The end of the second round?
Two and a half rounds. I think somebody said
two and a half rounds.
Oh, so he called it
round.
Off. They
yeah.
called it off about two and a half way, times, you know,
yeah.
into the fight there.
Well, that's
and it's
good,
just,
though.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't. If I feel good, I mean. I'm going to keep boxing or exercising in that arena,
sure.
right? And mixed martial arts with. A combination of different gyms around here
mm-hmm.
because now I'm on a roll. I don't want to lose it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I want to go forward and keep getting healthy and
good.
You know all that. But it was an experience. It was I would do it again for a fundraiser, but
yeah.
not on a professional level. No,
yeah.
no way. I mean, I'm not exactly you know what they say, spring chicken. So
you look like more like a big turkey.
It is a turkey.
Yeah, thanks, James.
Yeah, it was fun though. Yeah, it was really fun. It's a fundraiser for Raising Shasta. Shout out to them. It was a
yeah.
big turnout. I mean, when you walk in, you see so many people packed. Like they had to bring chairs in and they just like, yeah, it was a big turnout. It was, that venue was just huge, right? And next year is going to be a lot bigger.
Are they getting ready to pick who they want? As their,
well, they're going to start earlier. They haven't, you know, started mm-hmm. the process, but they're going to go ahead and get into the process of starting, you know, looking for individuals.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm telling you what, it was like a lot of people were saying that me and Max set the precedence for the whole fight during that night because we were the first ones fighting, right? Yeah.
Well, so there were other fights that night too.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah, there was other fights.
Who were the other? Who were some of the other mix matches?
It was Sang from Raw and Scott
from
Blade and Barrel.
Blade and Barrel. Right.
Who won that one?
Scott did.
Okay.
I think Scott did. And then there was Michelle and,
Nystra.
Yeah. And then there was.
Who had like to see that?
Yeah, but it was good. It was good. I mean, you get into it and it's your whole mindset changes, right? Because you're nervous and then the first 20 seconds in the ring, it kind of goes away because you know it's battle time.
It's on. Yeah.
I just need that. I would just need that first hit.
Or you well, that's what happened,
and then it stings.
He got a couple of good
the
hits.
The rage.
Well, I thought that we're going to go lightly. That we agreed. The first round we're going to go light on each other, and then after that, the last two rounds we're going to go all out, right, or whatever we wanted to do. But kind of started out aggressively in the beginning, there, so it just kind of
escalated. It's hard not to. I mean, because you don't want to let them have the upper hand even for a minute,
I mean,
right?
You want to give the people a show.
Well, it was a show, all right. It was like people were like, it was crazy. I never heard so many people so close, you know,
screaming,
yelling
out,
screaming. Yeah,
you could feel the spit going on.
Yeah, it was, you could feel that the passion. Everybody like, yeah, welcome to Gladiator. You know that. it was fun.
That's amazing.
And you had a few little ups and downs with your, you know, when you were training.
Oh yeah.
So that was.
Yeah,
I
got sick.
Hard,
and then my left side was compromised.
Right,
I was hitting
right.
The left side and put me down for a couple weeks or something like that.
Yeah. Right? I thought you had broke a rib.
I did, too.
Well, anyway, congratulations. I'm proud
of
you. I was optimistically hopeful for you, but you never know, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes
Nigel
you cannot
says,
judge a book by its cover, and sometimes the little ones have everything to prove,
well,
and
they'll
just find
your
frame and tear you apart.
James, I do have to say that Nigel said, he looked at me seriously like
the
last week. He goes, you have to win this fight.
I know.
Right? And then Bobby goes, we're moving.
We're moving.
The pressure's on. It's like, okay, you guys. No pressure here.
That's
right?
Amazing.
It was
fun. So we have our first guests of the evening. They're sitting here patiently. And we should have told them you guys could chime in at any point.
Yeah, you guys.
You guys can talk. Your mics are live, so.
Yeah.
Thanks. We didn't want to talk over the top of you.
No, you're good.
I was interested in the story.
Yeah. This is like a round table, just like friends and family. You know, we're all business owners, and the whole premise of the obviously Shasta County Chamber is to get people aware of the businesses that are in our community and who are taking care of them in every way, shape, and form. So I will let Mr. Jason introduce you and your company, and we'll get started to talk about it. We'll be taking a break shortly, but then we'll come right back in, and we'll have another 15 minutes.
Well, the two owners here, the co-owners, right?
Yeah.
Brad, AAX Alarms, right?
Axe Alarm.
Axe Alarm.
So you
and
just say
Axe.
Yep.
So you just say
Axe. Axe Alarm.
A double A.
Yep.
Axe, right?
That's like Aaron.
Brad and
Tim.
So
it's very alphabetical.
Yeah. A.A. Ron.
Yeah. And we want to say welcome to the Shasta County Chamber.
Yeah. Thank you. Appreciate
thanks
that.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
Have you guys been to any of our roundups yet?
No, we haven't. And the last one that you had was at Woody's.
Uh-huh.
And we really wanted to go, but we were up to our eyes. You know, I mean,
in
we
alarms,
were busy.
Right? Busy in 911s.
Yep.
Well, the next one's coming next week. Isn't it?
Yes.
It's an evening one, so you should be off work, and it's being held at the Hell's Angels
Clubhouse.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Hell's Angels. So, you know.
Sounds dangerous.
No, good food. They serve really good food.
Whip out all your leather and your chaps and gear. And
I might have to borrow some from Brad on that one.
So, but thank you guys for coming. So, you guys are co-owners of Axe Alarms, and you are in your infancy. So, you've kind of just been in the industry. It sounds like we talked about a little bit before the show started. You guys have worked together in the industry and actually worked together in other locations and where I guess maybe you would consider cutting your teeth and then had the decision at some point to venture off on your own.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
And so you've been in business now, like you said, just barely a year or right around a year?
Yeah. Yep.
So, yeah, I mean, that's – my hope is that you're doing well, and we talked, and you said things are good. I mean, there's obviously room for growth and stuff, but those first couple of years are the tough ones, you know?
It's tough.
You're finding your way, and you're, you know.
Yeah, you know, I can. It's tough, you know, trying to break into a market.
Yeah.
And luckily, you know, we know people you know, over the years and, mm-hmm. and you know, the way we've just been trying to be organic, you know, as organic as possible.
Sure.
And word of mouth and, mm-hmm. and people, you know, that know other people rather than trying to, you know, yes. push advertising yeah. and things like that.
Is it just the two of you? Do you have a sales staff at all? Or you install, sell the whole ball of wax?
Yeah, we do everything. We are, you know, each a one man band together mm-hmm. and we're able to, you know, handle, you know, pretty much every aspect of it.
So as far as you guys' alarms, do you compete with like Ring and stuff like that with people like trying to stay with the Ring system, which you get at Costco, whatever, or versus your service, which is more on hands, more?
You know, I think everything has its place.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Ring's not, I mean, Ring has, does it have even really truly security features? I mean, you can get alarms that just sound alarms, but they're not monitoring systems per se.
That's right.
Yeah, so I mean, that's a little bit of a different. It might be considered a deterrent or just something safety that it's recorded. Some footage of something that took place that you could use maybe for, you know, taking it to court or that kind of stuff. But it's not the same as somebody calling the police or fire or emergency.
Having eyes on something. Yeah, having actual, you know, when you're sleeping.
Dispatch.
Yeah, when you're mm-hmm. asleep.
Yeah, you know, it matters.
Yeah, it does. So we're going to take our first break, and when we come back, we'll get a little bit more into, you know, what you guys have to offer and how people can get a hold of you if they want to do some type of install.
And right.
Okay. So without further ado, let's just take our break, go get something to drink, a refreshment, something to snack on, and come on back to the couch.
Or some chocolate.
Listen. Yeah. It was a beautiful day. Chocolate. That's what I do. I heard the radio walk. I was driving.
Unique homes. Uniquely placed. Uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you. Like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Yeah. James is dancing again to the ragtag.
Look at this. I can dance with one leg and play the piano with my toes on the other.
I'm impressed. And you're chewing gum, too.
Mm-hmm.
Very impressive. Yeah.
Welcome back again. You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. And we are Shasta Live, Shasta County Chamber of Commerce. And when we took our break, we were just introduced for our first guest, which is Axe Alarm Systems Company.
Axe Alarm.
Mm-hmm. We were just talking about, you know, you guys are basically in your infancy and just kicking it off. Great business partners. Some history there, because one of the things I asked immediately is, like, do you ever fight a lot? And, of course, I was joking, but you said, no, you guys have great chemistry as far as working together.
That's right.
So that makes it really nice, and you really desperately need that for a partnership.
Yeah, there's a big yin and yang here. You know, we kind of, we both do.
Who's yin? Who's yang?
What's the good one?
Yeah.
Trying to figure that out.
I don't even know.
To touch on that, when we're out in the field, if we're on a job together, if something has stumped me or I'm frustrated, I can just hand it right to him and he can just take it right over and boop, 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 and he got it and vice versa.
So it really works out.
It really does, yeah.
So when we were, again, at the break and before, we were talking about, you know, I made the simplicity of that, you know, oh, you just, you know, plug it in and it works. But realistically, one of you or both of you share a little bit about what is required of you guys to be able to do alarm systems, because it's not easy as it sounded, or at least
patience.
Not as what I thought, you know, and like, okay, you open a box and you wire it in and stuff, but there's a lot of legalese on the backside as far as you were talking. One of them was background checks or whatever with the federal government, and I thought, oh, okay, that makes sense, because if you're going to be in people's homes and things, you can't be creepers, right?
That's
probably
right,
have to get fingerprinted and
background checks and all that.
Bonded, right? Insurance. Yeah. You know, a lengthy process.
It was a very lengthy process to get the licensing all in order.
And so it goes way beyond your typical background check because of the nature of the...
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, background check is just one portion of it.
Okay. Yeah. So there's different portions in that.
Did they have any problems at all with your affiliation with Al-Qaeda or anything like that?
No comment.
No comment.
We can't tell you about that.
Yeah, we can't tell about that.
But then you had to, you also, there's license, I mean, beyond that, that's obviously all those things, but there's a licensing process that you have to go through, too, that you were saying was...
Licensing and testing.
And testing, and then I don't claim to even know what you guys keep talking about, because you keep saying the words, and I know the words, but they still don't make sense to me what they are. Low voltage and high voltage, and that must be some type of
a... To make it easy.
Yeah, can you dumb it way down?
Yeah, dumb it down,
because, yeah, we're not in that corner.
We do everything from Starlink to...
Oh,
so you do television install.
Oh.
Burglar alarm, fire alarm. Oh. Video alarm. Anything with a button or a switch, we do it.
Okay, with the button and switch.
With the thermostat.
There you go.
So basically,
we're on board.
Yeah. Now we're like your
technical handyman, basically. If you look at
troubleshooting,
it. Troubleshooting.
Even troubleshooting, right?
Yep.
You probably have to go somewhere after the call. I mean, after this radio.
That's right. We came, you know, I just came out of an attic, you know, 10 minutes before I got here.
Yeah.
And I'll be going back right after.
Right.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. Now
what's the phone number?
You look a little fluffy.
I tried not to get dirty. I was like, don't get dirty. You know, climbing up in there.
Did you think God was talking to you?
Like, I was just checking. I didn't know if it was a secret signal.
Yeah, Tim looked around like, what's going on?
Right, I hear another voice.
I was just saying, what's the phone number?
We're getting
calls right now. Yeah. Like there's.
Oh, there's calls coming in right now.
530-231-4486.
Nice. Watch their phones.
And say it again. Okay, say it. Repeat it again now.
530-231-4486.
That's 1-800. No, I'm going to leave that part out.
So what are your, I mean, if somebody has an emergency, do you have to then spring?
That's right. We're on
call
24/7.
So do you have like your pants and shoes are on the floor like a fireman and you just jump into
it? That's right. Your phone rings.
your phone goes off.
You take a swig of coffee and you're out the door.
Really?
Yeah.
On call just like a doctor.
That's right.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow. I guess that's pretty interesting.
But I like simple things. Like, you know, not all men are handy, and I'm probably can be one of those. I tried to install a thermostat and I was just like, what the hell is this?
And a doorbell.
See, we do both of those things.
And a doorbell.
The doorbell, I got electrocuted.
Did you put the doorbell where the thermostat goes?
Yeah.
Did you get electrocuted on the doorbell?
I was like, the thermostat, I was like, well, you know, you unplug it and I'm like, how hard can this be? And it was like, what are all these wires? Like, on, off.
Right.
Like, red, green, blue, neutral. I was just like, no, this is just way too much for me.
You know, and that's really what we do is all that technical stuff that you don't want to deal with,
mm-hmm.
we'll handle it for you.
Okay.
That's a good model, too.
What's the most interesting job you've done?
Well, that's hard to say. There's been a lot of interesting projects.
Mm. I think one that we're really proud of, maybe not as interesting, but is that you know, we had a cattle rancher say, "Hey, you know, we need you know, cameras and internet broadcast across this whole 3,000-foot cattle ranch," and so we were able to actually beam the signals to one end to the other and back again and give everybody Wi-Fi
throughout
the whole.
Sounds like a lazy cowboy. He doesn't want to go out and find his herd on the horse. He just zoom in with a camera.
It was for safety, so they didn't have cell phone service down at their barns.
No, I could imagine, depending on what it is. Yeah, now that there's a big problem with the wolves. So they
believe it or not, they have these big gas tanks out there, people were stealing gas. So that was part of it.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, I hate it when we get called because something happened. We would rather be there before something happens.
Sure. That would be nice, but I would venture to say most likely it's the other way around.
It does happen a lot.
People, that's a call to action in your industry, right? When somebody loses something or something is stolen, or people are like, okay, that's the last time. We're not doing that anymore. Hey, but that's okay. That's what pays the bills.
Do you guys have systems like if they don't have electricity, like can you go off of like
solar? That's right.
Or you know,
actually,
electricity or solar, if those are
compromised.
They don't have electricity. They're not going to have anything unless they put solar in.
Well, I'm saying solar.
Come on, Jason.
Well, yeah, we do battery backup all of our systems.
Okay, do battery backup.
And,
okay.
You know, there is
people
solar
in remote
options.
Areas because we do have.
Well, I was going to say one better is we do have.
I forgot you live in the dark.
I live in the dark part of the time.
We do have a setup where we run solar panels.
Yeah. Okay.
And where you can be out pretty
totally
much
off grid.
Off grid.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It works real well for like construction sites and things like that.
Okay. So those are on construction.
Temporary security while things are being
done. So have you installed a mega pack yet? Tesla mega pack in somebody's garage?
You mean the wall battery?
Yeah.
The wall battery.
Yeah, the power wall.
Power wall. Yeah.
I have not.
I'm not Megapack. Power wall.
Yeah, we've seen them, definitely.
Yeah, we
need one. Not for Tesla, but for a Honda.
The Honda.
Prologue.
Which reminds me, we have to buy that adapter. I work from a sponsor. Our Honda Prologue, which is Honda's new electric car, you can charge at the Tesla. But you have to get the little adapter.
So you have electric cars, is that what you're saying? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you need an outlet to be able to charge it in your garage?
We have like a trickle. It does.
Yeah, right now we have a 110 that's just pulled out from under the garage door.
Yeah. So yeah, to answer your question, we
10 miles per hour
we
or something like that?
That's awesome.
I love it. You plug it in and it'll say, because I have it set to automatically just, they say it protects the battery, but it charges to 80%. That's what I have it set to. And it'll say 80% full. On Thursday.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it does. You're like, what? Thursday? Today's Monday.
Yeah.
Right? At 110. I don't, yeah.
They might not tell you that when you purchase the electric vehicles.
That's right.
What other industries? Have you done any agriculture? Anything, for watering or anything like that? Or any other industry that's here?
Not necessarily, but, we do install smart devices.
Okay.
You know, relays and things that can turn things on and off on schedules and timers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So there's you guys have a website, too, that people can contact you?
AxeAlarm.com.
Okay.
That's double A. Yeah, double A.
That's right.
Double A.
AxeAlarm.com.
And people can go there and check out all the service that you guys do covering different variety of things, right? They could go there
check
that out. Okay. And once again, your phone number.
530-231-4486.
Are you guys on social media too, Tim, Brian?
Yes, we are. Yes,
on social
media. Facebook, Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
You
guys put a daily post and all that?
Not daily. I try not to
in front of a camera, installing a camera. A camera installing a camera of the camera.
I bet you don't do that. No.
I think people probably get annoyed with seeing your posts all the time. So you know, once or twice a week.
Okay, that's good.
You know, not like Jason over here. I see this guy everywhere. This is
50 times a day.
Hardest working guy in the business right here, this guy.
Post away. But it's the nature of the beast, right? You want to know what's going on.
I was on location when you were filming for Kaleidoscope Coffee on Lake Boulevard.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that really got me.
That's why you look familiar. I could see you in the background.
It's possible.
Yeah, that was a heavy coffee. I don't know what they put in it, but man, I was flying that day. I didn't drink a lot of coffee coming here because I didn't want to act like I was on cloud nine, right? It's like, woo-wee. chocolate. I'm staying away from the chocolate for a reason.
So speaking of coffee.
Why, it's right there. You tell me to bring it every time.
Speaking of coffee, we were at a customer's house, and have you seen one of those Nespresso machines?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so we thought that was the coolest thing. So we had to each go buy one.
Yeah.
$3,400.
Was it Nespresso in that? It was like a K-cup, or was it the one with the pellet?
It's like a round cup.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
But it's, you know, they have different depths uh-huh. to them. And, okay. And I don't know what it does. You could put regular coffee in there, and mm-hmm. it just sprinkles magic all over it or something.
Yeah.
But
well, so now that you have yours at home or in the office, is it meeting up to your standards?
It is, yeah. Yeah, it's keeping us from buying Red Bull.
Yes. Oh.
Well, that's a wrap, right, James?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah, 6:30, right on the nose. You guys are awesome.
Awesome.
Thank you for coming in. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for being part of the chamber. Make sure you take a truffle or two.
Okay.
That's what they're here for.
Deal.
And one last time, your phone number if somebody wants to reach out to you.
530-231-4486.
That's a wrap.
We'll
get our next guest in here. Sit back, relax. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Unique homes, uniquely placed, uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you, like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
You have a choice when it comes to your cancer care, and I want you to know that at Valor Oncology, we are here to provide the best possible care right here in Reading. I'm Dr. Lauren Strickland, Valor's breast oncology surgeon, and I'm proud to serve this community that I call home. When you come to Valor Oncology, you'll see the same dedicated team at every visit, physicians who know your history and are committed to your care. We offer state-of-the-art technology that rivals major cancer centers, combined with the personalized care you deserve. We are not just a team of doctors. We are part of the fabric of this community, and we are here for you today and tomorrow. When it comes to your health, you deserve expert care, compassion, and stability. Ask your doctor to refer you to Valor Oncology because we're committed to you and we're committed to Reading. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading, focused on you.
Yeah, singing away, James. You're tapping on the table, and you're...
No, what I'm doing is trying to help Marty out choose, make an informed selection on his chocolate.
We are live on the radio.
Are we?
No. Yeah.
I know.
We're on.
Yeah.
Are we? We're
Mikey's eyes are probably like saucers.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. We go right into it. We don't waste no time.
No.
You guys go ahead and take away.
So part of what I try to do is always bring a 6-pack of truffles for the table, right? So that we have the ability to wet our whistle be on breaks and get a little
sweet treat,
yeah.
A little energy.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's for medicinal purposes, I know.
Yeah.
You have one with M's on the top, which I think's for me.
It's
yellow, and I have a...
Mimi Mosley?
No, Marty Mosley. Come on.
Whoops.
Yeah, whoops.
Coming out.
Did I say that?
I'm sticking up for you, Mimi, even though you're not here. I'm still protecting you.
She's home in her PJs.
Ooh.
Oh, good
listening.
For her.
Chilling out. Oh, I'm sure.
With a glass of wine?
Yeah.
Yeah? We're going to... Oh, look at that. So... We are back, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. We have a ghost in here that almost tripped going out the door. Shasta Live, Reading. This is the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce. And we have another newbie that's in the hot seat with us, and that's
a new chamber member.
A new chamber member,
the community.
I've been around a while.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I'm seasoned.
I'm seasoned. That's
I'm right there with you.
Marty Mosley of Mosley Family Sellers.
Yes.
And what is quickly your location now?
1448 Pine Street.
It is the old...
oldest house in Reading.
Oh, really?
Built in 1878. But it's not on the historical thingamabob. And
well, how's
I don't
that
know,
possible?
I imagine it has something to do with paperwork and permits and...
It's the well, that seems like a perfect job for Mimi.
Wow. Yeah, my dog took my homework. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the oldest house in Reading.
Yeah, so it's right on...
1878. Yep.
It's right on the corner of...
Butte.
Yeah,
and Pine.
Butte and Pine.
Butte and Pine.
Yeah. Right. It's been a lot of things that
it's
been well taken care of.
I remember it being a men's store, right?
Forever. Yeah. Forever.
Was it not
Thompson's.
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 Yeah, that's it.
Well, it's the Thompson House. So the word is that...
Yeah, give us the
was
lowdown.
Was it Dickers? Was that the department store?
Yeah.
I think the Dickers built that house in 1878. And they had a daughter, and she fell in love with a Thompson boy. Mm-hmm. And they ended up living in that house, I mean, for a long, long time, raising a family there, and then they added on to it. Of course, they didn't have plans back then, so we can only kind of guess what they did.
Yeah.
But it's a cool house. I mean, the main room, the ceilings are 11 feet tall, which I would not expect
for
an old house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
But it's good. And then the musicians that play there, they come in, and they're all... clapping like, oh wow, the acoustics are so good in here. Like, yeah, of course. Yeah, but it's a fun. It just feels like family in there too. So that's good.
Well, and that's what I've heard. It's like you've come into the Mosley family living room. You know,
yeah,
sit down,
that's right.
Relax.
Yep.
Here, let's have some wine.
Southern hospitality.
Some chocolate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Order some food.
What is your slogan? Didn't you have a slogan like everybody is
come as guests and leave as family.
Yes.
Oh, that's really good.
Yep.
Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah. Come as guests.
Because that's really what wine and food does.
Yeah. It's all about community. Mm-hmm. It's all about a reason to hang out together. Mm-hmm. You know, cigars are much the same. You sit for an hour and a half and you talk and you just do life together, and it's great.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
Yes, and I was just thinking about, as soon as I hear cigar, I also get a bowl in my hand, a glass
brandy.
Of brandy or
something.
Snifter.
You got the snifter going.
There you go. I'm doing the bowl. What is it? The fish bowl in my hand.
Yeah, you can drink it out of a fish bowl.
I don't know if that would breathe the same.
The Thomas store that was there for how many years, though, before it... And then you guys took it over right after that, right?
Well, no, then it was a care place, like a...
It was the tea company.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What was it? Oh, shoot.
I can't think of it either.
Yeah, this tea company.
It was there forever.
And then tourism, Shasta or Reading Tourism or something was there.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And then it was the offices of... Oh, the company that owns From the Hearth.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Really?
I don't
even remember any of those.
Yeah, they had their offices there, and then they moved to another space. They got a super sweet space, and then I saw that it was up for rent. And ever since we moved here in 2009, I would drive up Pine Street, and I would drive by that little house, and I go, that's so cute. I want to – it'd be perfect for a tasting room.
Uh-huh.
And it came open, and I was like, just put it to a stop, and, we got in there. Matt Knott owns it, and, he's a good landlord, and it's a good space. We love it.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit. I mean, people are curious. I mean, you have been around in the community forever, so I'm sure you've told the story to many. But I'm sure there's plenty that still are learning about the Mosley family and how you came to be here in Reading and then, decided to launch your love. And so take us through that.
Yeah, we started coming up here about 2000 because our younger son, Matt, was at Simpson.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd never heard of Reading. I mean, maybe
you and the rest of the world.
Yeah. Maybe in the winter, when we got a dump of snow or something, we'd see it on the map.
Yeah.
We started coming up here and...
From
San Jose.
Okay.
I worked in the Silicon Valley for 20 years and... We came up here, and at first, I tell people it was a little bit too Calabama for me.
Mm-hmm.
Calabama. It was kind of a little too Calabama.
Calabama.
Yeah. I didn't make it up.
I'm going to start using that.
You can. It's not mine. I don't have a copyright on that. It was a little Calabama, but after a couple of years, it really felt, it just, it, I don't know, it just, we fell in love with it. It reminds,
the Bama grew in you.
Yeah, so I'm from Tennessee. Mimi's from Georgia.
Uh-huh.
And just the vibe here. People are super nice.
That's not too far away from Bama.
That's
Tennessee,
not
and Georgia. I mean, parts.
Couple hours.
But I mean, the whole South, thing.
They all have their own accents.
Yes.
They
for
don't,
real.
Yeah, they don't talk the same. But we just fell in love with the place because, you could talk to a stranger. They wouldn't pull out their can of mace, or pepper spray. And it was kind of like that in the Bay Area in San Jose.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. So we just fell in love with the place and came up. We'd be up here a couple times a year for Matt. And then he got married to a local gal, and they decided to stick around here. And our older son and his wife moved up. They were in Fresno.
Yuck.
Yeah.
Sorry,
yeah.
Man, sorry Fresno.
It's a great place to be from.
I spent a lot of time in Fresno. Not my favorite.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure it has its appeals and stuff. Moved up here, and so both our boys were up here. They were getting married, starting to have kids, and Mimi and I were like, what the heck are we doing in San Jose? I mean, it's the weather down there is great, but it's just super fast-paced all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And we just felt like this was kind of home. It was right-sized for us. And we liked the people, and it was hotter than blue blazes, but we didn't mind it, So, yeah, we moved up here in 2009, and I was working for a company in Chicago, so I telecommuted. It didn't matter where I was as long as I had an airport.
Mm-hmm.
And this was back in 2009. We had two or three airlines flying out of the airport.
Yep.
I remember that.
Yeah, it was.
Our airport has a history of boom and bust.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
It just goes up, and you're like, look, we're real. And then they all go away. And then they come back again, and
it's
here
like
we are.
It's like a stock market.
Yeah, we're here again, getting ready. We're getting ready to do a Denver flight, so we're kind of coming in the upswing.
I know.
Because then we have north, south, east, and West flights.
What was the one back in the 70s? It was the
Hughes Air West.
Hughes.
Air West.
The Big Banana.
The Big Banana.
Yeah.
Flew out of here?
Oh, yeah. Hughes.
The
Big Banana.
It was a DC-9.
It
was all bright yellow, and the logo looked like Batman on the tail.
Right.
No.
And it was called Hughes Air West. We had that for years.
For years.
I can't tell you how many times I flew Hughes Air West. Yeah, because my parents were divorced, so I would fly from my mom's to my dad's all the time, and that's what I flew on that.
Where were they out of? I never even heard of that airline.
I don't know.
It was a small regional kind
it was
of.
But you know what? They were here for many, many years.
I mean, it was full.
I call it the Big Banana. Big Banana.
The Flying Big Banana.
That's what everybody called it because it looked like a flying banana. It was that bright of a yellow.
I love it.
And, the DC-9 had the twin jets on the back of the tail.
On the
so
back,
it
yeah.
like a banana.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
And it was probably, I would say it was close to like a, probably 80 passenger jet, something.
Oh, okay.
Maybe around a shy of 90 people. Yeah.
Nice.
So it was decent. Yeah.
Mid-size.
Well, and back in that time also, we had a Mercedes dealership. We had a Porsche dealership.
Mm-hmm.
We had a Volkswagen dealership. We had an Audi. We had a Volvo. We had all those dealerships here.
Yeah.
At one time.
It's so weird how things like that just disappeared and never came back.
And then there was a French pastry company or something down somewhere, Market and Placer or something, wasn't there?
There was, yes, and I can't remember the name of it, but
yeah,
there was. We missed
that. Oh yeah.
Yeah,
it was beautiful.
You're not talking about the Reading French Bakery back then.
No.
No, that they
was it the one where they're the husband and wife, and then their we went to school with their one of our kids. I think Gianna went to school with their son, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
I just don't recall the name of it, but I remember it.
Yeah.
People sung their praises. I don't know if they just didn't make it or what, or they just decided to get out of the business. I don't know.
I don't know either.
But that's what we need.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
there's,
I know.
There's
a
few cropping
up. I've heard there's some stuff coming. There's a new bread kind of cake bakery and stuff opening.
Is there
right
really?
At the end of the new market centers. They're not
La Joie?
Yeah, La Joie. They're not.
Joy.
Yeah.
La Joie.
Mm-hmm. So they're not in the market center, but they're like three doors down on the corner.
In the new building.
Yeah.
On the other side of Yuba then?
Yeah. They're putting up the walls.
They haven't opened. They're doing a lot of their work on digital. I mean, their social media, and they're taking orders that way.
Okay.
Right now. But they are.
But I walked by today, and they're putting up the interior metal, the metal framed walls, so they're framing out.
And it's L-E-J-O-Y?
J-O-I-E.
J-O-I-E.
Like French? Jouy? Yeah.
Jouy.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Jouy. So there's a start.
he's on
it. It's not in my way of eating, but, you know.
No,
it's
for every once in a while.
It's for research purposes.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, research. I would go with that one.
All right. It's time for us to take our third break, and we'll come back. We have 15 minutes after that to spend with Marty and talk a little bit now on the wine side of things.
The wine. So
get a refill, and we'll be right back.
Refill it.
Unique homes, uniquely placed, uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you. Like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
And as I always told you, welcome to KCNR. Take it away, James. You have it.
Why, thank you, my friend.
You're welcome.
I'm busy here.
He's Googling something
on my phone looking at the big banana.
The big Hughes Air West.
See, look. It's a big banana, and it's got the bat symbol on the tail.
It does look like the bat symbol.
Right?
Cool.
Let Marty go straight to how he became familiar with wine. And
let's get into this, Marty.
Are you trying to be Blake Lively and take my show from me?
Lauren's stolen the show.
Oh, my gosh. Well, Mimi and I moved to California in 89. I went to work for Apple, and we lived in the Bay Area. And
under Steve's reign?
No, this was between the eras of Steve.
Oh, those were the bad times.
Yeah, with, what was his name?
Let's not name it. It's kind of like Voldemort.
Oh, yeah, my mom always said you can't tell names and stories, too. So I'm starting on the story. I won't tell the names. Anyway, we moved to the Bay Area. We started going to Napa. First tasting we did, I think we went to 10 or 11 wineries. I have no recollection of getting home. I have no idea how we got home. But we did, and we're alive and didn't end up in jail or anything like that. But we just fell in love with the tasting room scene. You'd go in, everybody was happy, you know, you're walking out with wine, you'd, you know, talk to some interesting folks, and we just loved it. You know, got a little buzz, and it was just super chill. Just
lovely.
Loved it. Just loverly, yes. Mm-hmm. And then we were in San Jose, so there were some good wineries in the Santa Cruz Mountains. There's some in Saratoga.
Yep.
And just all over that area. So we went all over Calistoga. Yeah.
I love Calistoga because it's
my favorite town.
I've got my favorite two wineries are there on one street and then just on the other side.
Get ready for it.
What? There we go.
I get to get beat up at the spa.
You got beat up at the spa?
Oh, yeah. I let it.
It will hurt you.
Yeah. I'm like, walk on it, sister. Break the spine.
Break that spine.
And throw me in a mud bath.
Dunk me in a mud bath. Hose me down. Yeah, right. Yeah. Like, just go for it.
We used to enjoy Indian Springs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because their mud didn't smell.
Smelly.
No, yeah. We went there. Yeah.
Yeah. And Indian Springs was very authentic and
organic.
Original. I mean, you're like, so it wasn't like, obviously it had been around forever and it was used, but it was truly a true spa, right? Like the tiles and how everything functions.
Yep. I love it.
It's awesome.
Yep. I loved it. Now it's pretty spendy now.
Oh, yeah.
You would have been there. But yeah, that's my favorite town in Napa. So anyway, whoops. I started making wine with a friend of mine in San Jose in 2003. He said, Marty, you know, we're drinking a lot of wine and spending money, and they had more money to spend than we did, and they were drinking good wines all the time. And so he said, you know, we're spending a lot of money on wine. If we could make our own wine, I bet we'd save some money. And I'm like, yeah.
Yes.
Of course, no.
There you go. The rich get richer.
Yeah, exactly. That's how you make you know how you make $1 million in the winery is you spend $10 million.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you make $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we started making wine as a hobby, and
lo and behold, it was good.
It was. We had the barrels in our house in San Jose. We had a separate garage in the back of the house, and February of 2004. Could push the garbage can out of the way and the gas cans and the paint and all of that and got to the barrel. And we made a Merlot. Our first wine was a Merlot from down near Hollister. No, Morgan Hill.
Mm,
Morgan Hill. Yeah. Okay. And it was amazing. I mean, it looked good. It smelled good. It tasted great.
My gosh, we did it.
I know. We were like, what the heck? How did we do that? So immediately we were like,
what'd you call it? What'd you name it?
Midnight at the Oasis.
Oh, nice.
It has its own theme song.
Yeah. A friend of ours, Amy, named it. She and I were musicians, and she named it Midnight at the Oasis, and it was perfect.
Yeah.
So, and
I
then
like that.
The next year we were afraid of making a cab because we're like, oh my gosh, it's so hard. It just sounds like, I don't know. So we made a Zinfandel, we made a Syrah, then we made a Cab Sauv, and then we made Sangiovese, and you know, every year we just made a couple of different other varietals, and I loved it. So when we moved up here, you know, the idea was that we were gonna put down roots here and stay here a long, long time. You know, maybe the rest of our lives, we didn't know. And you know, we brought our wine up because we couldn't sell it because we're amateurs, right?
Yeah.
We're home. You know,
home fermenters.
Yes, the garagistas. So we gave our wine away, and people were like, "Dude, you should sell this. People would buy it. It's good." And I'm like, "Oh, I don't know, because you have to spend money. You got to get licensed and bonded and all of that stuff." And we did, and
that takes time.
It does, mm-hmm. Yeah. And we hired an attorney out of Santa Rosa because they do that all the time.
Sure.
Because if you get it wrong, I don't know.
No go.
Well, it would be like, oh, no, send the forms back. Sorry. It's like, well, what do I do? We'll fill them out. Well, but they didn't tell you that the state form had to get filed first and then the federal form.
Oh.
And they had to be in this order.
Yes.
No place did they tell you that. And it was like, no, sorry, sucker. Just go try it again. You know?
Wow.
So we just decided to pay somebody to do that because they're pros. Yeah. So we haven't looked back, and we've put everything we've had into it, and now a winery owns us.
Mm.
Yeah. People are like, oh, how cool. You own a winery. And I'm like, no, it owns us.
Yeah.
But yeah.
That's okay.
But it's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to remember when we were very first introduced to both you and Mimi, and that was right after you guys got here and got things obviously mm-hmm. situated and started. And I don't know
you
if it was
our first label, our first brand.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know
the first label.
Yeah.
I didn't know if Matt introduced us or how it actually came to be, but it was fun. I mean, that was one of fun projects when we had in-house marketing.
Mm-hmm.
I met Matt through Leadership Reading. We were in the class together.
Class. Yeah.
That
yeah.
probably was it then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, y'all did a great job on that.
Thank you.
Yeah. We had a gal, a local painter. You know, our first tasting was right next door here.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yep.
And
oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I do remember.
Yeah.
Yep. With the purple bubbles.
With the purple bubbles.
I love
yes.
The purple bubbles.
Yes. Yeah. Eric Pontetaniev did that for us. Painted
yeah.
those.
We know
and airbrushed them.
Pontetaniev. He's my best.
La joie.
He's my best friend.
I love Eric.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eric and I went to school together since we were little kids.
So did I not say his name right?
Well, it's actually. Obviously, they all speak French, but it's Russian.
Yes.
So it's Pontetaniev.
Pontetaniev.
Yeah.
It's one of those I always had to practice.
Yeah.
Anyway, he did a great job.
People
on
like,
the wall.
That's French. And I'm like, no, it's not French. It's Russian.
It's Russian. That's right. I remember hearing that.
Uh-huh. Pontetaniev.
And he struggles with spelling. So that's
almost like Chia. No. Pochichichina.
Anyway.
I'll be quiet.
He's a great guy. We love him.
He's an incredible artist.
Very creative, very mm-hmm. artistic.
And a perfectionist.
Is there a winery or vineyard that you go visit in Napa still?
Like, what's your all-time favorite in that region, period?
Oh, man.
Not just...
That's hard to nail it down.
And it can be more than one.
Like, we love Larkmead was one that we went to a few times.
And Frank Family.
And Frank's Family.
Frank Family is good.
Cake Bread.
I like Cake Bread, Duckhorn. Mm-hmm. I like Margaret Duckhorn. I mean, her operation's always been good. But now so many have been bought up.
Yeah.
So now they're part of a big portfolio. We honestly go over to the Russian River side, the Sonoma side.
The Sonoma side.
It's a little bit, now it's just as commercialized as anything else.
Yeah.
I
like
to
hang out in Yountville, but I like to then go to the,
Yountville is amazing.
A great home base to stay in, and then you just jet out.
Oh, gosh.
What's the winery that the Godfather, they have a winery over there. What is that called? The winery.
Coppola.
Coppola. Francis Ford Coppola.
Yeah.
Coppola.
Yep.
Yeah. I went there and that was amazing.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
And Mario Andretti has one. Andretti Wines.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep.
I've never done that.
What's the one that starts with an O? That's
Opus.
Really, Opus.
Yeah.
Opus 1.
Yeah, Opus
1. I thought you were going to see that one. Optimus Prime.
I don't know what their wines are really like, but I really like to see their winery from the street. I've never been in there.
They're badass.
Are they?
Wines, yeah. Opus 1 and Firestone and Camus. Camus has got some lower end kind of. Their entry point wines are probably $80, instead of $20.
Wow.
But they're good.
I'm obsessed because I just like champagne, and I know that sparkling wines.
You just like the sparkle bubbles.
I could spend all day eating and doing the tour at Shandong.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's a port
Domaine
winery,
Shandong.
Too, that does only ports.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Prager.
Is that Prager?
Yeah, what's his
that
first
was
name?
Incredible.
Can't remember his first name. His website was a spider web in the corner of his window.
Very old school.
And then
ports are right on.
Yeah.
When you go during certain seasons, it's amazing. Like Christmas in Canaris, you get to go and
events.
You do the events where you run through all the wineries and they have all the vendors there. They're serving cheese and you get to try all those different things. Ah, good times.
Yep. That's right.
So what is your number one selling wine that people always request to?
It's one of our cabs.
Is that
one you have to nail every year?
Yeah. Cabs, we kind of have to do a great job on year after year.
Okay.
And we've had, at one time, we had six different cabs or different years. We have a 2008 cab. The grapes came from Napa. Two places in Napa. Half of the grapes. Got a couple of barrels from Lake Berryessa. Mm. And that's a little bit warmer part of the valley, so that was really fruity and big. Mm. And the other barrels came from Spring Mountain, which is up on the side of the mountain, beside Napa. It's cooler climate, so those grapes were really, the wine was tight.
Mm-hmm.
It had a lot of green pepper flavors and stuff, so we aged it a long, long time in barrels, and all of that softened.
Oh.
And then we did two blends of those two barrels, and one of them is our legacy wine. We did, it's a 2008, named it after Chris and Aaron Reznor.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, because they were they're leaving a legacy in Reading with all of their businesses.
And not to cut you short, but what are your hours? Because we've got 18 seconds left.
Oh,
it went very fast.
Yeah, 4 to 7 on Wednesday, Thursday, and Sunday, and 4 to 10 on Friday, Saturday.
And your address one more time?
1448 Pine Street.
You guys take the time. Come down. Spend some time.
Heck yeah. We got live jazz.
You guys have live jazz?
We have great event.
First and third Thursdays, live jazz. Yeah. And then live comedy first Fridays.
Wow. Nice.
Oh, fun. Yeah,
thank you. You guys check it out.
Thank you, Marty.
Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot, Marty. We got a great truffle.
Thank you for the... And shout out to you for joining the Shasta County Chamber.
News from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life. Your health. Your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.